Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud, Pasuk Vav. So Malkah Shiva is awestruck by everything that she is seeing in Shlomo's palace, in Shlomo's life, at Shlomo's table. She's just overwhelmed. Vatomer El HaMelech. So she said to the king, Emes HaYo HaDavar Asher Shomati Biartzi. It is true, the words that I heard in my land, Al Dvorecha V'Al Chochmasecha, about you and your words and about your wisdom. Zayin V'Lo Hamanti LaDvarim. I didn't believe them. Ara Sherbosi V'Tireno Einai. Until I came here and my eyes saw. I saw for myself. V'Hinei Lo Hu Gad Li HaChetzi. And even the half of it was not told to me. Hosafta chachma vatov el hashemua asher shamati. You have exceeded in wisdom and goodness the reports that I heard. So she admires every aspect of what Shlomo is offering. And she points that out. Dvarecha en chachmasecha. Sometimes somebody can be greatly intelligent, full of great theories and philosophy and a Luftmensch, a person who's not very practical. But the aspects of being an executive elude them. A lot of people say that Jimmy Carter, of all people, was a very smart man, but he was a terrible manager of people. He was a micromanager and he drove everybody crazy. He didn't know how to delegate. So sometimes you can be brilliant in philosophical speculation, but you can be a terrible manager. And on the other hand, some people are extraordinarily practical, but they have no vision. They can't see beyond. But Shlomo was thought and action combined. And Malkah Shiva had never realized, the man Lois says, that a human being could reach those heights. And so she is exclaiming on how brilliant he is, but also on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed him with it. She is recognizing that these are God's gifts, not just a person who happens to be showing great ability in every area. He's a multitasker par excellence. So again, it's going to be that much more tragic, alas, when he falls. But I never heard the half of it, she says. Ches, ashrei anoshecha, ashrei avodecha eile. Happy are your people. Funny, she doesn't say amecha. She doesn't say your nation. She says your people. The Mefarshim don't talk about that. But I wonder if there's meaning in there somewhere. To the idea that he is a blessing to each individual person, not just as a nation who are prospering, but to each individual person. On the other hand, Rabbi Israel's point about wealth, he makes it here too. He says Shlomo's great intellect, Shlomo's incredible gifts are not being used right now for spiritual purposes. He remarks on this particular parak, that earlier in Perek Gimel, we said that he was using his gifts for the Am. He was using his gifts for judgment. L'havchin bein tov lo ra. The case of the baby and the two zonos, that was an amazing thing that he did in terms of faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well as in him, in terms of an understanding of the nature of life. Here he's using it as a moneymaker. We're hearing incredible praise from Malkah Shiva. But at the same time, that's a warning. Because if you're getting praised by Warren Buffett, that means that you're really great at making money. But it doesn't mean that you're the greatest man ever. So I wonder, and again, this is my shot. Nobody else said this, but I wonder, Ashrei Anoshecha, in a way, is a negative. Because he's not benefiting the Am as much anymore. He's benefiting each ish. And that's a breeding ground for capitalism, certainly, and for everybody getting ahead, but also maybe for selfishness, also maybe for a lack of spiritual achievement. Ashrei Anoshecha It's a bracha and not such a bracha all at the same time, I think, maybe. Anyway, blessed are these servants, Omdim Lefanecha Tamid, because they stand before you always, Hashomim Es Chachmasecha, hearing your wisdom. It must be great to be in the presence of a great man all the time. I've been around some special people on very rare occasions, and it's magnificent sometimes. The way they control the room, the way the whole room is like E.F. Hutton. When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. An old commercial had it. And everybody hushes up to hear the words from the great man. They say that, again, big lahavdil, but they say that about Bill Clinton, that when he came into a room, the magnetism was just unbelievable. The power of the persona. Hashomim es chachmasecha, they're hearing your wisdom. So then she mentions God. Tes yihi Hashem Elokecha Baruch. May God, your Lord, be blessed. Shouldn't say Elokeinu, Elokecha, but still, Asher Chafetz Becha. That he desired you, he wanted you, L'sitcha Kisei Yisrael, to place you on the throne of Israel. That's pretty good thing for her to notice. That Shlomo has been placed on the throne by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlomo says that all the time, but for a non-Jew to say it, that's significant. Be'avas Hashem es Yisrael le'olam, in God's great love for the Jewish people forever, his eternal love for the Jewish people. This is one of those moments where God's great love for the Jewish people is demonstrated to all, is clearly a huge, prominent moment for the Jew. No anti-Israel resolutions, no casual anti-Semitism, because the Jews are ascendant at this moment. And those non-Jews who are not in awe are afraid to articulate that kind of opinion. And he made you king to do justice and righteousness. And again, you know, I find that an interesting thing that she notes. Blessed is the king, blessed are the people. In Koheles, Ashrei Ha'am, that have a king who does the right job, that have sarim who do the job well. But cursed is the nation that has sarim who walk on the ground with the wrong attitudes. I don't remember the exact lashon in Koheles, but take a look. Perek Ches Tes Yud, around there. Second half of Koheles, where your leaders reflect your people. Shlomo certainly does that, but he's supposed to reflect it only to do mishpat u'tzedakah. He can't forget that that's what he is supposed to be doing. And unfortunately, he, like everybody around him, is a little overwhelmed with the opulence of the royal court. More to come.